Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're running a little bit behind. We're going to borrow maybe a few minutes at the top of the hour here because we want to catch up with Jay Myers with AgriValley. Jay, how you doing? How's the harvest been going?
Well, it's been going good up until yesterday. We got a little rain now. I think we got a little over an inch late yesterday and through the night. So okay. A little wet today, but now the sun's out, so things are starting to dry up.
Well, that's all right. Well, you were kind of down south of that Comstock area, and it's been an interesting year for you so far weather wise. Now we got some rain late, but definitely when you and I were talking a bit earlier about soybeans and corn and stuff in your area, variability might be the word that you would underline about three times.
Yeah, this year variability's been pretty much how everything has went. You know, we've had variable rain all summer and these different storms that came through. Some had high winds, and late here in August, some of them high winds flattened some of the corn down, and so a lot of variability in some of the corn fields depending on location and how much rain and variety differences, and there's just all sorts of things going on.
How much, Jay, was the drought affected your growing season, your crops? I know that I did see some of your fields, and definitely they had some dry spots out there. Definitely looked like they took it harder. But was it weather as well? When was the worst thing, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at? Was it the bad weather, the frost, or the drought, or all of the above?
Well, probably the drought mainly. Right where our farm sits, probably had the least amount of rain throughout the season, and of course, that's where the highest winds were too, so some of that played hand in hand with the dryness and the wind, and corn fell over in the immediate area here. But okay. You know, every field was a little different as far as rainfall, and when we were doing soybean harvest, it was kind of interesting because you could be on a field where the yields were on the low end and you'd look at the amount of rain that field had, and then you'd move to another field and all of a sudden the yields were a little better, and then you'd compare the rainfall. Well, that field might have had an inch or a little more than an inch more, you know, throughout the season, and then the next field might have had another inch more, and the yields, yeah, you know, matched right up with how much rain each field had, and everyone that had a little more rain had a little better yield.
Jay, how far are you through with your harvest this year?
We finished the soybeans maybe a week ago.
Okay.
And we had been going back and forth between corn and beans to start with, and now we're just working on corn, and I suppose we're 3/4 done with our corn.
Okay, so you're kind of at the end of it, close to it.
Yeah, I'd say here in the next week we should be wrapping up, hopefully.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about one of the companies, or your company, AgriValley, Conklin dealer in our region. What types of things are you working on right now? I know that soil testing's been on the top of the list lately.
Yeah. Soil testing this time of the year, guys are, as they get their crops off, they're getting some soil tests done, and that kind of gives us that roadmap for next year. But one of the things we've been really busy with here in the last, last month is fertilizer prices have been taking a huge jump, and we've had trucks on the road hauling fertilizer, trying to get guys' liquid fertilizer tanks filled up before them price increases. And we've been hearing that there's probably going to be another one coming the first part of December, so we've been kind of scrambling to get tanks filled up before the prices get too high.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Supply also, I mean, prices are one thing, but is supply going to be a concern as well?
Well, that's what we've been hearing kind of off and on, supply of raw materials to make some of the starter fertilizers, and then you kind of hear about that too on chemical end. There's going to be shortages probably of some certain chemicals, and who knows what else. Maybe some of the NPK dry products too, you know, could be on the short end. I don't know if we've ever been in a situation where we couldn't get product, but a lot of times the price gets adjusted accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jay, 2022, a lot of folks planning for it already. Any other information you want to get out? Maybe somebody's thinking about making a change and maybe considering Conklin and the many benefits that you guys have.
Yeah, they can get a hold of us, and we can talk to them about our soil test and all the things involved with that and what it shows a guy for what they can plan on for next year.
All right, very good. Well, Jay, do you want to give out a phone number or do you want to do a website?
Yeah. They can call me 701-640-3654 or go to our agrovalley.net website.
Very good. Jay Myers, thank you so much, Jay. Hopefully you'll get everything off here pretty quick. Numbers will be fairly good. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you as well.